Welcome, everyone. On our way to our conversation about Amiri Baraka, let me begin by reminding you to listen to Mark Steiner Show here on WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. And support for WEAA is provided by Luna. Information on flooring available at luna.com/traffic or 877-241-LUNA. And now it's time for our day in history, January the 14th. This is a day that is known as Sidereal. It is the winter solstice celebration in Southeast Asia, marking the transition of the sun to Capricorn. And this is a very important holiday among many Buddhists in Southeast Asia. This is Ratification Day in the United States. We don't celebrate it very much, but this is the day, January the 14th, when the Treaty of Paris was signed at the Maryland State House here in Annapolis. The Confederation Congress, this is an act that officially ended the American Revolutionary War. On this day, and on this day in 1784, on this day, also is the Orthodox New Year, not the calendar we usually use, the Orthodox calendar. This is the first day of the year. The Julian calendar changed it when they kind of took over as much of the symbol of the world for how we look at ourselves calendrically. But this is the Orthodox New Year. On this day in 1833, a man we don't hear very much about. His name was Reverend Samuel Worcester. Just got out of jail. Samuel Worcester was a missionary among the Cherokee people in Georgia. And he was a man who they passed a law in Georgia, even though it was unconstitutional, so said the Supreme Court. They said every white person living among the Cherokee must leave. He refused to leave. He became a friend of Sequoia. Sequoia was the man who was a Cherokee man who developed a Cherokee alphabet. He and Sequoia produced, and it was, along with this woman from the north, produced the first Cherokee newspaper that fought for Cherokee rights. And he fought for those rights along with others. The Supreme Court said that they could not force people to be removed from Cherokee land, but they put him in prison for 4 years. And on this day, he was freed and continued his life with the Cherokee people. And Andrew Jackson and the governor of Georgia didn't care what the Supreme Court said. They jailed him anyway. It's first, we don't hear much about history, but we should remember him, the Reverend Samuel Worcester. People in American history do stand up. This was the day that in 1873, PBS Pinchpack was elected to both the U.S. Senate on this day in 1873. He was the first person to be elected to both the House, 1872, and the Senate, 1873. They were disputed. He was not given a seat, though he did eventually go to Congress. He was a African-American leader of post-Reconstruction. Who stood up to the white citizens groups and the gangs to throw black people out of power. He was one of the early heroes of the post-Civil War in the Reconstruction period. What people don't know about him as well is PBS Pinchpack was also deeply involved in Plessy versus Ferguson that made segregation legal. He was one of the ones who fought for Plessy before he died in the 1890s. This is the day in 1924 that local Iowa newspaper announced that you can now grow lettuce indoors. The green housing of lettuce begins on this day in 1924. This is the day in 1942 Franklin Delano Roosevelt, some say reluctantly, signed the War Department's blanket executive order 9066 that interned Japanese Americans in camps. This is the day in 1949 that the Department of Justice broke up AT&T. This is when our kind of federal government actually took on major corporations and forced them to change. And they broke up. They took the manufacturing arm away from AT&T, creating a Western Electric, which is manufacturing arm, and said AT&T has to concentrate its work on telecommunications and not try to dominate the industry. This was the day in 1963 that George Wallace became the governor of Arkansas. His motto? Segregation forever. This is a day in 1975 that William T. Coleman, named by President Ford as Secretary of Transportation, became the second African-American ever to hold a cabinet position. This is a day in 1981 that all the hostages were released, American hostages were released from Iran. And this day in 1987, the State of Black America was published by the National Urban League, going after Ronald Reagan and his policies and the battle of those policies that they saw as quoted, raw racism and economic depression. On this day, 1995, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled that P. people can fire their workers for being gay. Much has changed. Much has not. On this day in 1741 was born Benedict Arnold, perhaps the most famous they call traitor during the American Revolution. The journalist Andy Rooney was born on this day. So was one of my favorite musicians, Alan Toussaint. We'll be hearing his music a lot during our breaks on this day. That was this day in history, January the 14th. We'll be right back to look at the life of Amir Baraka.